Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today I'm going to dive in and cover one way that we can manage our stress or eliminate stress in our life that we probably aren't giving enough attention to, or we're probably like, oh yeah, I never thought of that. Right? And we can have so much stress in our life from a number of different things. And I feel like we could spend hours on all the different things that cause us stress in our life and ways that we can have better stress management and reducing our stress, right? But it's really hard to do that because there's so many different things that cause us stress, right? There's finances, there's our job, there's especially even pressure at work or just like deadlines at work. There's relationships, or maybe our marriage, or maybe our kids cause us stress, health problems, major life changes, or even, you know, divorce or a death in the family or relocating for a job or moving. There's so many different things that cause us stress, and everybody's stress is different, right? People manage their stress differently. Things stress people out different than what other people do, right? What might stress me out maybe doesn't even bother somebody else, and what bothers somebody else, I sit there and think like, oh, that's dumb, right? But we all have different things that stress us out on a different degree and a different level. And it's really hard to say like, oh, don't worry about it, right? Or that shouldn't stress you out, because we're not living in those people's shoes. So if there's anybody around you that is a highly stressed person or deals with a lot of stress, you know, make sure that you're not being too not abrasive, but not being too quick to judge their situation of how it shouldn't bother them, right? Because we all deal with things differently, and there's different times in our lives where we have more stress than other times in our life. And if we feel stressed in a couple different areas or a couple different buckets of our life, it can be very overwhelming, right? And so just being mindful of when people have stress, to not just be so quick to just say, hey, it's all right, or don't worry about that, or why does that stress you out, right? There's a reason why. And we should just be very mindful of that and respect that and just ask them like, well, what can I do to help, or how can I support you, right? Those are probably the best ways to ask somebody when they're dealing with a lot of stress, is how you can help them out and how you can make it better for them. Anyway, so lots of different stress out there in the world, but one of the things that I want to talk about, and one of the ways that I feel like so many of us can greatly reduce our stress, and something that we can all do, is reduce our stress with the noise around us and with the things around us that drive us batty. And this might seem really elementary, but what I'm talking about is the people that drive us crazy, or the things that drive us crazy. So yes, you know, we can't maybe, ignore our financial problems or our work problems, our relationships, our health issues, right? But there are things that we can ignore that cause us a lot of stress that we can just choose to not entertain the idea, right? These are things we can control. And so one of them and a couple of them is just stop tuning into news stations or news shows that get you fired up. Stop reading the political articles that you just fume over, right? Stop scrolling the social media platforms that just boil your blood, right? Stop following that person on social media that has a different view than you. And you get sucked into, you know, reading their posts with the 30 comments of back and forth arguing and trash talk about, you know, why that's a good choice or a bad choice or a good point of view or a bad point of view, right? And stop sitting with people at lunch or at dinner or at work who just love to stir the pot and get under your skin, right? Stop hanging out with the neighbor who ruffles your feathers constantly, right? Stop surrounding yourself with the topics and the ideas and the viewpoints that are different than yours that get you so worked up. We have to start being more mindful about this. So if there's that person that you cannot stand or always just likes to talk about this one thing that you just don't agree on, stop being around that person so much. If you always are tuning into this news show or you have this email that's, you know, or a blog that gets, you know, delivered to your email all the time, or if there's a talk show that you listen to that just pisses you off, quite frankly, stop listening, stop being in the presence of that. And so I would encourage you to delete the app from your phone that, you know, you go to all the time that ruffles your feathers or ticks you off, right? Unfollow the accounts and the people that you just don't agree with, or maybe you agree with them, but there's so many people in their network that don't agree with them that you can just sit there and read comments all day and long and be like, well, why does Susie Q think that way, right? That is just ridiculous. And then, you know, excuse me. The thing is that whenever we're constantly surrounding ourselves with these ideas and these viewpoints that aren't supported by us and that we don't agree with, then not only do we just read the article or look at the social media posts or whatever that fire us up, then we're going to telling our best friend or our husband or, you know, our workout buddy about it and how much it fires us up. And then you're getting your blood boiling again. And then you guys are talking about it. And then because you loved that it boiled their blood so much and that you guys agreed upon it, and then you're coming home and maybe telling your spouse or going to the gym and telling your workout partner, you're reliving the whole thing that ticked you off several times, when if you just would stop tuning into the channels and stop being around the people who stress you out, it will eliminate so much of that in your life. And I know that sounds simple. And I know it sounds like, well, yeah, I know that. I know I shouldn't read the articles. I know I shouldn't listen to that news station. I know that I shouldn't, you know, watch the videos, right? That of things that make me angry. But you know, I have to stay informed or I have to know what's going on. I mean, do you? Is it worth it to you? I mean, is it? Honestly, yes, I agree it's an important to be informed. Now, yes, I agree that you need to know what's going on to a certain degree. But honestly, at the end of the day, there's so many things that I do not pay attention to because I know it's going to tick me off. And because at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with me, right? It's out of my control. It's out of my power. And there's nothing I can do about it. Right? So why let myself get so worked up over it? Right? So I want to encourage you to start spending your time wisely and really look at, you know, the things that stress you out or ruffle your feathers or tick you off or just make your blood boil. And I want you to start paying attention to that. And I want you to start spending your time following people who lift you up, right? Or always have really great, cute posts about maybe their kids or where they traveled to or things that you just genuinely love to look at, right? If you feel the need to be on social media. And watch things on TV or watch videos that educate you or inspire you or empower you, right? And start hanging out with people who you can have civil conversations with, or maybe start maybe that have the same viewpoints as you on topics that you're really passionate about. And stop thinking that you can't do these things. Yes, you can. Stop thinking that, oh, well, I can't just not sit at that lunch table, because then if I sit over here, then they're going to know that I'm mad, or I'm angry, or I'm upset, or I don't want to talk to them anymore. Okay, so then maybe they'll get the hint and they'll stop talking about the stuff that bothers you, right? Or who cares that, you know, that you aren't going to subscribe or tune into that show anymore. So then therefore you don't have anything to talk about with the people at work the next day, or at the gym the next day, or with your circle of friends. Who cares? If it bothers you that much, you should care about your own stress and your own sanity way more than what other people do, right? They can't control you. Like, you can't let them own you, if you will. You have to stand up, make your own choices, and control what bothers you. Right? So stop thinking that you can't do these things, because you can. It takes discipline. It takes effort, but you can do it, and your stress levels will thank you for it. So I challenge you to unsubscribe to the app, to the video, to the person, to the media outlet, to the whatever that flusters you today. I challenge you to do that. And then when you do that, I want you to come share it with me when you do. And if it's been a week or 2 days or 5 days or a month, and you unsubscribe to the person, to the channel, to the app, to the person that you follow on social media or hanging out with that certain person, and you have noticed a big change in your happiness and your mood and your stress and your anxiety, I want to know about it. Because I want to know how long you've been letting that control you and take over you, and how long you've been letting it consume you and stress you out. Probably way longer than what you're going to love to admit, right? So I challenge you to delete it, unsubscribe to it, and just remember that, yes, we all have stress. Yes, we all have different things that bother us, and there's a lot of things, I should say, that are out of our control. But if we can control the amount of stress and the things that we're putting in front of us that stress us out, we have full control over that. And I give you permission today to stop letting it bother you and to unsubscribe, delete, unfollow, whatever you need to do, so that you can get back your sanity and your happiness, because it's worth it. All right. Talk to you next time. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date, and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.